In a statement on Thursday, the Security Council expressed condolences to the families of the victims of the shelling in Akakale. The 15 members called on Syria to fully respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of neighboring countries. Guatemalan Ambassador Gert Rosenthal is the Security Council president for October.
The members of the Security Council underscored that this incident highlighted the grave impact the crisis in Syria has on the security of its neighbors and on regional peace and stability. The members of the Council demanded that such violations of international law stop immediately and are not repeated.
There has been no let-up in the violence in Syria since government forces fired on pro-democracy protesters in March 2011. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has repeatedly warned that the Syrian crisis could spill over into neighboring countries, as happened with Turkey. Martin Nasirki is spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
As the situation inside Syria deteriorates yet further, including the atrocious terrorist bombings in Aleppo this week, which killed dozens of people, including civilians, the risks of regional conflict and the threat to international peace and security are also increasing.
Syrian Ambassador Bashar Jafari told journalists that the long borders between Turkey and Syria are open to exploitation, including by weapons smugglers and terrorists.
In cases of border incidents that happen between any two neighboring countries, states and governments should act wisely, rationally, and responsibly, particularly given the special and delicate situation on the Syrian-Turkish borders, where there are undisciplined armed terrorist groups spreading on those borders which have different agendas and identities. Those groups pose a threat to the security of Syria, also to regional security of the countries of the region.
He was outlining the contents of a letter sent by Syria to the Security Council concerning the incident in Akakale.
The competent Syrian authorities confirmed that they are seriously investigating the source of the fire which led to the death of the Turkish citizen and her children. Deepest condolences of the government of Syrian Arab Republic were presented to the families of the martyrs and to the friendly and brotherly people of Turkey.
Following the deaths of the Turkish civilians, the UN Secretary General has called on all parties to abandon the use of violence, exercise maximum restraint, and exert all efforts to move toward a political solution. He said UN Arab League Joint Special Representative for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, has been in communication with officials from Turkey and Syria to encourage an easing of tensions. Deanne Penn, United Nations.